Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The first baseman, Phil Toad. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Heving. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Roy Mahaffey. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Roy Mahaffey. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Fred Schult. Batting second. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting third. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Red Kress. Batting fifth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Larry Betancourt. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jim Levy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Blaeholder. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, George Blaeholder. And now, play ball. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a pop-up towards short. Levy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas strikes out. Two outs. Phil Toad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Toad hits a pop-up towards short. Levy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Toad settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress strikes out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a pop-up towards short. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving hits a pop-up towards third. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Mahaffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahaffey strikes out. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 1 in the game. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dykes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Burns moves to second. One out. George Blaeholder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaeholder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Burns moves to third. Two outs. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 1 in the game. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dykes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 1 in the game. Haas hits a line drive into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0 for 1 in the game. Tote hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Simmons strikes out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Melillo hits a pop-up towards third. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 1 in the game. Goslin hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Browns. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. Kress hits a pop-up towards short. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt is 0 for 1 in the game. Betancourt hits a line drive into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Athletics, 1, Browns, 1. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebbing is 0 for 1 in the game. Hebbing strikes out. 2 outs. Roy Mahaffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahaffey is 0 for 1 in the game. Mahaffey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a line drive towards first. Tote reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0 for 1 in the game. Levy hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. George Blaeholder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaeholder is 0 for 1 in the game. Blaeholder hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 2 in the game. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 2 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kress juggles the ball. That's an error on Kress. Bishop moves to second. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blaeholder fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bishop moves to third. Haas moves to second. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kress fields it and throws to home to get Bishop. Haas moves to third. Tote moves to second. 1 out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox strikes out. 2 outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 2 in the game. Schult hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Schult reaches second base with a double. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Schult moves to third. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Goslin hits a line drive into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Schult scores. 1 out. It's 2-1, Browns. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 2 in the game. Kress hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Melillo moves to third. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Melillo scores. 2 outs. It's 3-1, Browns. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt is 0 for 2 in the game. Betancourt is hit by the pitch. Kress moves to second. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kress scores. Betancourt moves to second. It's 4-1, Browns. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-for-2 in the game. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dykes fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-2 in the game. Dykes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jimmy Moore pinch hits for Johnny Heving. Jimmy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Eric McNair pinch hits for Roy Mahaffey. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kress fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bishop hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McNair moves to second. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-3 in the game. Haas hits a line drive into center field. Schult picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Schult. McNair scores. Bishop moves to third. Haas moves to second. It's 4-2, Browns. Phil Toth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Toth is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Toth hits a line drive towards first. Burns reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 2. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Palmisano now catching. Hank McDonald now pitching. George Blaeholder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaeholder is 0-for-2 in the game. Blaeholder strikes out. One out. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Schult hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Palmisano fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blaeholder fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blaeholder fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 2. The Browns will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Goslin hits a line drive towards first. Toth reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kress strikes out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Farrell hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dykes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mickey Cochran pinch hits for Joe Palmisano. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a line drive towards first. Burns reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Boley pinch hits for Hank McDonald. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kress fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dykes moves to second. Rube Wahlberg pinch runs for Joe Boley. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bishop hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dykes scores. Wahlberg moves to second. It's 4-3, Browns. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wahlberg moves to third. Bishop moves to second. Chad Kimsey now pitching. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Tote hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wahlberg scores. Two outs. It's Athletics, 4, Browns, 4. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Simmons takes first base on ball 4. Bishop moves to third. Haas moves to second. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-4 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kress fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Mickey Cochran now catching. Eddie Rommel now pitching. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Betancourt hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Burns hits a line drive towards first. Tote reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lynn Storti pinch hits for Jim Levy. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Red Kress now playing shortstop. Lynn Storti now playing third base. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Dykes strikes out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-1 in the game. Cochran takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Chad Kimsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kimsey takes first base on ball 4. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Schult hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Cochran fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Melillo hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Goslin hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 2 for 5 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Haas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 2 for 5 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Kress hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Kress reaches second base with a double. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt is 0 for 3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Betancourt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rommel fields it, throws to third for 1, and over to first, double play. Farrell moves to second. Two outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Burns hits a pop-up towards third. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress misplays the ball. That's an error on Kress. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 5 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Storti fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 5 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fox moves to third. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 2 for 5 in the game, with two singles. Dykes hits a pop-up towards the mound. Kimsey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cochran is walked intentionally. Miller moves to second. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel is 0 for 1 in the game. Rommel hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 0 for 1 in the game. Storti hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chad Kimsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kimsey is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kimsey bunts towards the mound. Rommel fields it and throws to first for the out. Storti moves to second. One out. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 1 for 5 in the game, with a double. Schultz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Storti scores. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 5, and Philadelphia Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.